Good morning, friends and families, and welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran Church Online for Easter Sunday. I have a few announcements to share with you before we begin. Use of technology is very important during these times of social distancing, and Emmanuel is using technology to stay connected with you and share God's Word with our community. We are answering phone calls throughout the week, both in our church and in our school, for anyone who has questions or needs. You can call us anytime and we'll respond to you at 417-624-0333. You can also fill out our contact form on the church website, emmanueljoplin.com/contact. Our worship services are being recorded, produced, and broadcast in a variety of ways. You may have found us on Facebook at facebook.com/emmanueljoplin. You may have gone to our church website at emmanueljoplin.com, or you may have even found us today on YouTube. We welcome you in whatever way you found us, and we invite you to keep on coming back throughout the week. We have special announcements that we share and bits of information about our church and our school ministry that you'll want to know about. Hundreds and hundreds and sometimes thousands of you are tuning in from Joplin and across the world to our broadcasts, and we thank you for that. You're also sharing your offerings with us. We receive offering checks in the mail regularly. We also are receiving gifts through our online solution, Givelify. You can learn more about that at emmanueljoplin.com/give. Our congregation president, Daryl Eidegger, our principal, Jeremy Schomber, and several others from our congregation and school are working to make sure that our people, our employees, our staff remain employed and working here from this place. You may or may not know, but our school is still going full speed ahead, and our teachers are providing online curriculum and an educational experience that is above and beyond. We welcome you here to this place today. We pray that you will be fed by God's Word as we hear of Jesus, who has died, who has risen, who will come again. Let's worship the Lord together.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices, so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun was risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone away for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them,
"Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you."
And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Rejoice now, you heavenly choirs of angels. Rejoice now, all creation. Trumpet the news of salvation to proclaim what our eyes cannot see, the victory of our King. The ancient darkness has been banished forever. Let the praises of God's faithful people fill all our homes with rejoicing. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. The angel told the women what his eyes had beheld, and he urged them to tell Jesus' disciples and Peter. But they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Let us confess to God all that holds us back from spreading the news of our Lord's resurrection. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we confess that we have let the things around us cloud our vision, dim our joy, and close our lips.
We have feared what we could not explain and failed to rely on your gracious promises, trusting only in the limited information that our senses provide. We have therefore not loved you with all that we have and are. We have not loved our neighbors as much as we have loved ourselves.
Without your aid, Lord, we cannot change.
In your great mercy, forgive us, and by your Holy Spirit, assure us of your victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil on our behalf. Help us then to announce the resurrection to all we meet, to the glory of your holy name.
By becoming one of us to die for us, our Lord Jesus Christ paid for all our sins. When the Father raised him on this glorious day, he showed all creation that he received that payment, and nothing, even death itself, can stand between us and his gracious eternal promises. Therefore, as a called and ordained servant of our risen Lord, Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may recognize the peace and salvation Easter brings, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the world may see peace, the Church of God may enjoy vitality, and we may all be united in Easter faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who respond to the resurrection in worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Is the
this is all.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. We humbly pray that we may live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
It's time for the Kids Talk, boys and girls. Easter is here. If you remember, at the beginning of Lent, we colored these butterflies and we put them in our box because we said we were going to put the word Alleluia away for a while until Easter morning. Alleluia means praise God. During the time of Lent, over these last several weeks, we've been thinking about Jesus and his work of going to the cross, for paying for our sins, dying, and then rising again on Easter Sunday. Well, here we are. It's Easter Sunday, and it's time for us to shout Alleluia to the whole world, to our families who are around us right now, to our neighbors across the yard, to our grandmas and grandpas across the internet, and to all of our friends too. Jesus lives. He's alive, and we live too. Butterflies are interesting creatures. They don't always look this beautiful. They begin as little caterpillars. These little caterpillars climb around on leaves and eat the green leaves. And then something strange happens. They build what's called a cocoon. It's like a sleeping bag. It's like wrapping themselves up in a burrito. And they sleep. They get inside this cocoon, this chrysalis, and they sleep and sleep, but they change and change as well. When the butterfly climbs out of his chrysalis, out of his cocoon, something beautiful has happened. He has changed. He's no longer a little caterpillar. He's a beautiful butterfly. He flies all around, and he is a delight to see. Jesus has done something similar, and he will do something similar to us too. Jesus went into the grave. He went into the grave and they sealed it up because he had died. He had died on the cross. But Jesus didn't stay dead. He woke up. He came back to life on Easter morning, came out of the grave, and he showed himself to his disciples and to the world and said, "I am alive, and because I live, you too shall live." Jesus does that for us. He wakes us up in faith. He gives us life and forgiveness. You and I get to die and rise in Jesus Christ. We will live forever. We will be beautiful because Jesus has made us beautiful. He loves us. He loves you. Happy Easter, boys and girls. Let's practice saying this together and listen for it from Pastor too. You've heard it already, I'm sure, but let's practice one more time. I'll say, "Christ is risen." You say, "He is risen indeed." And we'll both say, "Alleluia." Christ is risen. Alleluia.
The Old Testament reading this morning is from the book of Job, chapter 19. "Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself. And my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The epistle reading this Easter morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace is yours, and mercy and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Today's sermon is entitled Angel Eyes. We've been going through this entire series with eyes on Jesus. Today we're going to see what the angels saw. You might already have an image in your mind when the phrase angel eyes comes up. Maybe you're familiar with the 1948 jazz standard, Angel Eyes, which was later made famous by Ella Fitzgerald, and then copied by Frank Sinatra. Yeah, he picked up her every intonation and sang it from 1958 until his last performance. He closed many of his concerts with the standard, Angel Eyes. Or maybe you're thinking like I am of the 1961 doo-wop hit for Curtis Lee, Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Or maybe you're more into the Jeff Healey band, a hair band from the 1980s, 1988. They had a hit that was called Angel Eyes. Or maybe if you're going to depart from music for a while, you think of that thing by ABBA. Or if you're into country western, the 2012 song, Angel Eyes, by the country group Love and Theft. The point is, no matter what musical genre you're in, you can recognize Angel Eyes as being a constant theme. Every generation for the past 75 years has had its own vision of Angel Eyes. But now I want you to push all those other ideas aside, because today, you and I are going to focus on only one set of angel eyes. The eyes who saw the risen Lord and reported what had been seen at the empty tomb. Although, if you think about it, it's a little odd that we keep calling it the empty tomb. I mean, it was empty of the one that you expected to be there, but otherwise it was practically a parade through that place. It started off with soldiers outside, and then Jesus came out, and the angels came down, and then later on we have the women who run to go to the tomb, and then they run from the tomb, and they go and get Peter and John, and Peter and John run, and John's the younger guy, so he gets to the tomb first, but Peter's the impetuous one, either that or he just built up enough of a head of steam that he gets to the entrance and whoosh, goes right on in. But he sees that Jesus isn't there. And the angel speaks. The angel speaks to the women. As St. Mark tells it, the two Marys and Salome were shocked to discover that the large stone had been rolled away. And they headed inside to investigate. And they were startled to find not a dead Jesus, but a man they had never seen before, dressed in white, an angel of the Lord. Their alarm was probably twofold. First, their distress that they went to the grave of their Lord, and he wasn't there. And second, it's an angel. An angel can be pretty scary. I told you before about angels that the Lord sent. One time he sent an angel who wiped out 185,000 people in one night. One angel. It's no wonder that the angels almost always say, as their opening line, "Be not afraid." But on Easter morning, this is exactly what happens. Mark tells us the women were terrified. "Don't be alarmed," the angel says. "You don't need to fear this angel, because he's come to be what an angel is." The word angel literally means messenger. And bringing the gospel is his main job this morning. He announces they don't need to fear what happened to the body of Jesus, because Jesus is alive again. He is risen, he's risen indeed, and he walked away. The angel continues, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified one. He's risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him, but go and tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." The angel directs the women to behold with their own eyes that Jesus isn't there. And he then explains what his eyes have witnessed. He knows that they're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified one. The women had seen him crucified. They had been among the few who had come to the foot of the cross to be with the Lord during his suffering, to watch him breathe his last. And they knew about Joseph of Arimathea, who had buried Jesus. But that's all that they had seen. But the angel now tells them that Jesus has been risen, that he has risen from the dead. And yet he still calls him the one who is crucified. Later that day, when Jesus shows up, the disciples, far from going to Galilee, have locked themselves in a room. And Jesus shows up, and what does he do? He not only says, "Peace be with you," but then he shows that he is the crucified. He shows them his hands, pulls his robe aside to show them the hole in his side where a spear went right to his heart. And I'm sure they could see the marks in his feet from the nails, the spikes that had held him there to the cross. And a week later, when Thomas is among them, and Thomas has been doubting that it could really be Jesus, Jesus offers Thomas, "Put your fingers through my hand." It gives me goosebumps to think of that. "Thrust your hand into my side." So far as we know, Thomas doesn't do those things. But he sees the crucified one. He sees that Jesus, who was dead, is now alive. We're talking an awful lot about the fact that Jesus was crucified. Isn't this Easter? We already had Good Friday. But he is for us forever, the one who died for us, the one who was crucified, who even after he was raised from the dead, carried the scars. Gave physical testimony of his task accomplished. When later on, St. Paul is encountered on the way to Damascus, when he gives testimony of what happened, he says that Jesus, who was crucified, appeared to me. And when he's talking to the Galatians and wants to mention to them how far they've gone from the gospel as it was delivered, he says, "Before your eyes, I proclaimed Jesus, who was crucified." There is a reason that our churches are so full of crosses. Paul said, "Far be it from me to boast in anything except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." You also need to see through the angel's eyes that for your justification, Jesus was not only crucified, but raised again. It's two sides of the same coin. You can't buy anything with a one-sided quarter. Jesus paid for your salvation not only by his suffering and death, but by his rising again on Easter. He actively obeyed God's law on your behalf and suffered for your sins against the law. He actively fought Satan, which you could never do. He died for all the times that you have fallen for the devil's temptations. He had to go to the grave and deposit all of your sins there and leave them there, and came out alive in order to give you forgiveness of sins and his own righteousness. I'm like the women at the tomb. When I consider the enormity of Easter, I'm terrified. But when I hear the good news, it sets me in motion. I have not seen my Lord face to face, but I wait for that day. I know that he was raised from the dead. I know that he now lives and intercedes for me. I know that that knowledge fills me with such joy. You know, lately I haven't always felt happy. But I can always be filled with joy. And I can be God's messenger. Not just because I went to seminary and got ordained and got a call to serve you here, to share the Lord's Supper with you, to baptize children and bury those who have been taken to the Lord, to teach and to preach on a regular basis, to pronounce the forgiveness of sins. Had you missed the absolution? I know I had. But also to live in such a way that I remember, and perhaps my life proclaims, that everything else is just passing. But I am a citizen of a city that cannot be shaken, where there is no fear or pestilence, where there is no doubt about what is real and what is simply propaganda. Here on earth, I am an angel of God, and so are you. If angel really means messenger. And even here on earth, I am already a citizen of heaven. For my Lord has gone away to prepare a place for me. And if he's gone to prepare a place for me, he's going to come back and take me when he knows that the time is right. I don't see Jesus, but I see those for whom he died. I don't hear his word, but I hear the word of God. And I hunger for the day when we can once again gather at this communion rail to receive Jesus as he comes to feed his followers with his true body and blood. We don't see Jesus with us right now. But through his angel messengers, he announces that he has promised to be here. We see him through the eyes of faith. And I long for the day when, having received his body and blood for forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, and having shared it with you, that we could together can stand and sing, Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation you have prepared in the sight of every people. and with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. We praise and worship our risen and reigning Lord. On Easter, the angel told the women where every follower of Jesus could find him. "Go to Galilee," he had said. And today I have the same message. Jesus has promised that we can find him in his word and his sacraments. May your eyes always stay fixed on Jesus Christ, crucified for your sin, raised for your salvation. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for all people and their various needs, and for the church as it witnesses to our Lord's resurrection. The women were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us?" Let us pray for all whose work is tiring and laborious.
Lighten their load, O Lord. Strengthen their bodies, and give them dignity in their efforts.
The angel said to them, "Do not be alarmed." Let us pray for all who awaken this day in fear of violence, pestilence, or pandemic.
Accompany them, risen Lord. Graciously protect them and strengthen them until they find days of peace and security.
The angel invited the women, "See the place where they laid him.
Dry the eyes of those who mourn, O Holy Spirit, through their resurrection of faith. Give comforting words to those who are apart from family, perseverance to those who are ill, and skill to health workers in all professions."
Then he urged them, "Go, tell his disciples. Let us pray for all who carry the news of Christ's victory over death to their neighborhoods and to nations around the world."
Lord Jesus, protect, guide, and bless our brothers and sisters who announce the resurrection in the company of those who gather with them around word and sacrament, and then carry it with them as your messengers to all they meet, near and far.
Job wrote, "Oh, that my words were written, oh, that they were inscribed in a book." Let us pray for those who write constitutions and laws, all who maintain order in society, and everyone in harm's way, at home or abroad.
O Almighty God, give wisdom to those who deliberate in houses of government, courage to those who respond to conflict in their communities, and protection to men and women deployed in the defense of freedom around the world.
Into your hands, Heavenly Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of your Son, our risen Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." The blessing of God Almighty, the Father who sent his Son to certain death in order to give us life. The Son who left the tomb empty on this day of his rising, and the Holy Spirit who graciously enables us to be messengers of the resurrection, be upon you now and forever.
Amen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Heavenly Father, we pray to see the future as you see it, so we may live the present as you will it. We pray we may be grounded in Christ as a Lutheran congregation and guided by your grace as we walk in forgiveness. We pray we are growing continually in faith as servants in Christ's kingdom, proclaiming the gospel in Jesus' name. Amen.